What's going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I want to share with you an article that I had saved that was published on the 29th of January. In the wake of the Unicron wave, single parents, scratch that, single mothers are drowning. Well, well, well. Here we have another look behind the curtain of single motherhood, which is, as this video is titled, Self-Inflicted Suffering. Now, this is a very long article. However, I'm going to chop this down to size. Andrea Hayes Berkler had barely begun to comprehend her new reality as a single mother before the pandemic hit. In March of 2020, she had an 8-month-old infant and a 4-year-old, and her soon-to-be ex-husband had recently moved from their home in Washington, D.C. to California. How terrible of a wife do you have to be for your soon-to-be ex-husband to move across the damn country? What followed was a year and a half of unrelenting crisis as she struggled to balance her career as a research consultant with caring for her 2 young sons alone. And we're supposed to care why. What reason was it for you to deposit your husband at the family court? What could have been the reason? Once again, this is all on you. You wanted this. Now, Hollywood and society as a whole has done a great job in pushing the narrative of the strong, independent, single mother. However, that reality, even though it was hanging on by a thread before Charlie 19 came on the scene, was just that, a false reality. It looked good on the silver screen. It looks good on social media. However, the ultimate reality is this. Single motherhood is self-inflicted suffering. Period. Point blank. Ladies, you made a choice when you decided to deposit your husband at the family court checkout window for cash and prizes, or you had a child with a man that you knew was not good for you. However, he tickled your fancy. He made your nether regions nice and wet. But you thought you could reverse engineer that good time guy into a good guy. So no matter how society tries to blame men, ladies, you make that final choice to become a single mother, and you are the ones who buy that first class ticket to Struggleville. Anyway, then came Unicron. In December, her oldest son's school abruptly returned to virtual learning. Her youngest son was already home. He'd come down with an ear infection, which required antibiotics, which he did not tolerate well, which meant he could not attend daycare for 10 days. Then his older brother tested positive for Charlie 19, and the whole family had to begin a lengthy quarantine, and their holiday travel plans to visit family were canceled. And of course, in the midst of all this, their refrigerator broke. For 33 days in December and January, Hayes Berkler found herself home alone with her boys and unable to work again. Once again, I'm going to reiterate this. Why should we care about a person who puts themselves in a situation like this because of their own arrogance? About 3 in 10 families with children are headed by single mothers, according to the U.S. Census, where it tries to clean it up and say parents. However, the next line is what really you should focus on. About 75% of those parents are mothers. Now, why is it that you're not hearing about single fathers who are quote unquote struggling? Oh yeah, that's right. Because single fathers actually know how to get on the grind because they know that there will be no help from Big Daddy government. For Lauren Smith, a single mom in Washington, D.C., quote unquote, even worse, looked like a particular afternoon in May 2020 when she was attending a work meeting on Zoom while caring for her then 11-month-old twin boys. One of them had a diaper blowout during the meeting, and while Smith was in the middle of changing him, her other son dropped her laptop on his foot and started screaming. She was expected to deliver a presentation to her coworkers within minutes, she recalls, but instead she closed her laptop, laid down on the living room floor with her two babies, and sobbed along with them. Once again, who fucking cares? This is self-inflicted suffering. Quote unquote, skipping down, I get a lot of, oh, Rachel, I don't know how you do it, says Rachel Perrone, a single mom to a 14-year-old son and a 12-year-old daughter in Washington, D.C. Why is it that Washington, D.C. is the common denominator? Oh, that's right. Ultra-liberal areas that incentivize what? Single motherhood. And decentivizes what? Nuclear families. My answer is always, what else am I going to do? You would do it too. No, your answer would be, you know what? I need to get back with my ex-husband or find my baby daddy. Oh, wait a minute. You can't do that. Why? Because 9 times out of 10, single mothers make the relationship between them and their child's father so toxic that the man washes his hands of them. As much as we hate to do that, sometimes that is the best option, especially once she has literally weaponized our own children against us. Yeah, like the two men who ended up getting deleted because of the women's new husband and new boyfriends. Gentlemen, if you find yourself in a situation to where your child's mother is making things toxic, wash your hands of the situation. We live in a technologically advanced era, so you can go ahead and create all of your electronic diaries and hand them over to your child when they turn 18. Anyway, quote unquote, so many people say, how have you managed, says Hayes Berkler. And my answer is always, I have no choice. Wrong. You do have a choice. You can try to make amends with your soon-to-be ex-husband, go back to him with hat in hand and say, you know what? We really need to stay together for the kids. I thought I could do this alone. However, I can't. Can you at least move back, move to a separate apartment? That way it becomes a better situation for all of us. We may not be able to live together, but at least if you're in the same city, that gives us both a break. However, the arrogance of the modern woman will not allow that. As a single parent, we have this mindset of just figure it out. And this pandemic exposes that we don't have as much, get this, control. Gentlemen, that's what the majority of single mothers really want. They want control. As we think we do, says Tal Melicia Frontis, a mental health counselor in North Carolina with an 11-year-old son. Quote, unquote, you always have another thing coming and you can't catch your breath. If I had to sum up this whole entire thing, it's just drowning. Well, that is, once again, self-inflicted suffering. Allison Plagens, a single mom to a 12-year-old in Michigan, had no choice but to leave her administrative job because her child, who identifies as gender non-binary and struggles with depression and anxiety, could not be safely left at home alone. I'm sorry. Scratch that. I'm not sorry. But when you have children who are identifying as non-binary or fluid and all that stuff, that right there is nothing more than single mothers trying to get social validation. Oh, we're so woke. My child identifies against the norm. Look at me. I'm such a good liberal parent. In my humble opinion, that should be considered child abuse. Anyway, subtly unemployed, Plagens cut back dramatically on their spending, collected free lunches handed out by the school, and relied on the now expired child tax credit to help her family keep them afloat. Family. See, just like in the Black community, family is meant to consist of nothing more than women and children. See, that has spread across all lines. Period, point blank. White, Hispanic, and some Asians. But still, that is primarily an American thing. Or, scratch that, a Western thing. Gotta include Canada, Australia, the UK. Yeah. For Hayes Berkler, her recent experience quarantining with her sons has made her painfully aware of just how fragile our collective recovery is, how wobbly the return to an ordinary existence is. Quote, unquote, people are constantly asking me, do you have any New Year's resolutions? She says, and I'm like, yeah, to keep surviving. I'm going to reiterate this one more again. I have zero sympathy for single mothers. Why? Because it is self-inflicted suffering. Hey, they fell for the propaganda. They fell for the lies. Oh, you're going to be a strong, independent woman. You're not going to be under a man. You're going to be able to do all this by yourself. Hollywood sold these women a great bill of goods. However, that little bitty thing called reality comes in and kicks them square in the uterus. It does. These women can't do it by themselves, but their ego, pride, and arrogance keeps them from acting really in the best interest of their children. But hey, it is what it is. This is what society wanted for these women. And guess what? They're going to have to suffer. Gentlemen, Do not bail these women out. If a woman comes to you with kids, you know what? That should be an automatic disqualification if you're still going to be anywhere in the mating market. Just saying. Now, let me go ahead and amend that. Disqualification for your commitment. Commitment aside. Now, if she wants to have a role in the hay, that's your decision to make. But it should never go beyond that. And you should always tell them up front. You're coming with kids. Guess what? The most you can be is a jump off. Fellas, you got to get your balls up if you're going to deal with these single mothers out here. Because trust and believe, the overwhelming majority of women on the mating market are coming with kids. So yeah, that is not your responsibility. But once again, all in all, that's on you. Just like it's on these women who decide to deposit their husband at the family court payout window or never marry the man that they had a kid with because they want to trap him and the guy said, nope, I'm not going for that. Hey, it is what it is. Anyway, read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, particularly you single mothers out here, the power will definitely go out. Feminism and the facade that Big Daddy government and Hollywood has put forth of the strong, independent, kick-ass single mother will go out right along with it. Because as this article and many other articles have truly shown, the world of the single motherhood is actually a world of suffering. And guess what? You're the ones who bought that first class ticket to Struggleville. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.